I had a contest on the Big Fatty Show, and the person who won the prize is from another country, and I can't just stick the money in the mail to them for whatever reason. I guess maybe I would go to prison if I did. I don't know what the mailing money through the United States Postal Service laws are when you cross countries or it leaves the country, but they somehow can't accept the prize. Because I don't use Cash Apps and I don't use PayPal. And so I had suggested that another winner gets chosen some other way. Perhaps maybe the 8 or 14 people who participated in the contest just guess how much money I had in that Ziploc baggie. And the person closest wins the prize. But I don't know what's going on with that. So anyway, that's that. I don't know what else to tell you.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I had suggested that Big Fatty would go to prison. I don't know what else to tell you.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4670 of the BFO for what? The Tooth, January 2026, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I have got a gas report and a voice letter. Didn't he host the Wheel of Fortune Chuck Woolsey's? No, that was Woolery. Oh, hi everyone. I hope you're all right. It's going well, y'all. This is the third Friday of five in a row. It's what it feels like to Big Fatty. But y'all, you're Woolsey's today because y'all on Saturday, it is the super moon. Y'all, it's the full wolf moon, and it's a super moon. And its traditional name, it's the traditional name for the first full moon of the year in January. And it's usually when the wolves are out howling. Oh, Big Fatty, it sounds like there may be a gentleman caller in your future. Well, that would be lovely.
Your
this weekend we have not one, but two, I say two, celebrations of exiting the birthday. One's just a personal memory lane, a celebration of exiting the birth canal. And y'all, it's today, the 2th of January. Y'all, it would have been the Orange Hats' 95th celebration of exiting the birth canal. Born in 1931. Y'all can't believe he would be 95. I just can't fathom that. Big Fatty and y'all. But the other celebration of exiting the birth canal this weekend, y'all, it's on Sunday. Y'all met this person at Pride 48 out there in the Lost Wages. I don't know if he came 1 year or two. I say chew. But y'all, he's one of those folks that he could just read the phone book to you and you just want to touch yourself. Big Fatty, certainly not you. No, it's not me. And y'all, he's He was on the Pod Cubs little show. And y'all, he once referred to Big Saddy. Y'all, I'm losing the English language. Yes, Big Fatty, you think you're losing it. You lost it years ago. Y'all, I am talking about none other. Oh, no, he almost said that Big Fatty is a rock star to me. Y'all, there's none other than the one and only Baloo. Big Fatty, we love Baloo.
We do indeed.
So, y'all, well, you're not going to see the orange hat. But, y'all, if you see Baloo on any of the social medias, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And, Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of, well, we all know what he wants, a big old piece of, don't we, Big Fatty? Yes, Big Fatty, we do, y'all. Oh, Big Fatty.
Happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
Dear Gussie, a Big Fatty, we love the out with the old. No, no, being old, we don't really want to be out with the old. Oh, okay, Big Fatty, whatever. Y'all, last time I spoke to you, I was getting ready for New Year's Eve with Guy Lombard, no, with Granny and Durwood and the Nip. And y'all, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to put a picture up of the table, because I specifically wanted to take a picture of all the food that we had for four people. Y'all, it's absolutely ridiculous, the buffet we had. But go over there to the BFO and check out the buffet. Y'all, by the way, did you go over there and look at that video that my Northeast Straight Johnny posted? Y'all, ever since he listening to the little show, y'all, he has been indoctrinated. It's like Big Fatty is the Borg. He has been indoctrinated. Yes, Big Fatty, and he shows it more and more every day. Anyway, y'all, we had a lovely evening. Had lots of good food, y'all. I gotta tell you. Well, you know what? Let's just do this.
Shenanigans. Have some fun and play shenanigans.
Now, y'all, everybody was having a good time and everything, and the nip had more than a nip of the tequila. And I had picked up a container of the fresh-squeezed orange juice at the Sam's Club, so he was drinking tequila and orange juice. And y'all, as the evening went along, let's just say his tongue was a little looser and big, ready, vulgar. And y'all, the nip is something odd anyway. But y'all, I asked him. I said, "Are you gonna have?" Because I had had a Yule log cake to have it as dessert for everybody, and Granny had a piece, and I'd had a piece, and I asked the Nip if he had had a piece. He says, "I didn't see any dessert on the table." I said, "It's the big chocolate log." Oh, I thought that was beef. Y'all, I got nothing. He thought the Yule log, even though it looks like a Little Debbie Swiss cake roll with the cream inside, the buttercream frosting, and it looks like a log, and it has icing on top, dark chocolate icing, and red poinsettia icing. He thought it was beef. Y'all, you can't make this shit up. You just cannot make this shit up. But anyway, y'all, everybody had a good time. Y'all, I am so glad that my cellular telephonic device switches over to silent mode at 9 p.m. in the evening. Everybody left about 9:30, and Big Friday was in the bed by a little after 10. But y'all, the NIP was on the group chat. Just a running it, y'all. I woke up this morning, there were 71 textimoniums to the group chat. Now, that wasn't all the NIP, but most of it was, and y'all, there were some that you just can't unsee, and I just can't unsee it. And didn't sleep great. The fireworks went off about midnight, and I kind of woke up. They weren't really loud or anything, but it was just the quantity of them, and they were from a distance. And anyway, got up on Thursday morning. Did you say rabbit, 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 rabbit? Yes, Big Fatty. Just had lots of Happy New Year greetings and rabbit rabbits. And y'all, it was a repeat on that CBS Mornings that Nate Burleson was hosting today. And y'all, I had my brofkas, did the puzzles, had my coffee, and y'all, I wasn't off right away, cause y'all, I turned on the Tournament of Roses parade. You know, it's always a thrill when I get to see the Isabella Coleman Award winner, but y'all, it was raining, and y'all, it wasn't catching my attention. So then I was off. I was off from the morning nipple walk, did Fat Acres, came back here to the villa, and emptied the dishwasher and did things like that. And I've been watching the sports ball all afternoon, and y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hi, Big Fatty, it's Lala. Calling in, as I said I would, about the random act of kindness that I experienced recently. As you and most listeners probably may know, I do nails on the side. It's my side job. I love it. I have a little nail salon, so to speak, in my house. And it occupies most nights of the week and some weekends. And so I have an Instagram that I'm pretty active on. I contact my clients through there and people kind of find out about me. So I post on my story one night, before the holidays. I'm not doing gift cards. It's too hard for me to keep track of. But if you would like to, gift someone a manicure, you can pay for their manicure ahead of time. Or, you can pay for it ahead of time and tell them. Or pay for it ahead of time. They'll have their existing appointment and then I will surprise them at the end of the appointment and say, hey, this, manicure was paid for by your friend or whatever. So a friend of mine saw this. A friend of mine who I've known over, 12, 13 years by now. We used to work together. We were very close. We had a high-stress job. He asked me how much a manicure was, typically on average, figuring that he wanted to give one to his wife for Christmas or something like that. And so I told him, and then I didn't hear back. But a few days later, I got a deposit in my Venmo account for the amount that I told him, and it was from him, obviously. And I messaged him and I said, what's this? And he said, I want you to, the next manicure for one of your clients is on me. Just say it was a random person who felt like paying for someone's service because it's just nice. And he said the world needs a little kindness right now. And I was just like, that is just the sweetest thing. Like, here, you know, here's this guy. I don't talk to him that much anymore. We've kind of drifted apart. And he just, you know, out of the goodness of his heart was like, I'm going to just brighten someone's day. And I don't care who it is, just, you know, tell them it was an anonymous donor. And so yesterday I had two clients come, and the last one I decided to give her the gift. And so at the end of her manicure, I was explaining this to her. And as I was explaining this to her, she's getting a little teary-eyed. And then I said, so I want to gift this manicure to you. So I choose you today. And she lost it. She was just so happy. She's like, you know, I've been having a rough kind of month or two, and this is just brightens my day. And, you know, sincerest thanks. And it made me feel nice that I could do that for her. And I told my friend about it, and he said, you know, I'm happy to have helped, and it, you know, it just makes everyone feel nice. And I just thought that was the sweetest thing. So I'm going to try to pay it forward any way I can. You know, I encourage all of you listening to pay it forward too. It doesn't have to be monetary, you know, you just, whatever it is. I remember when I was little, we were at the grocery store with my mom. I saw an older woman kind of struggling to open one of those produce bags. And my mom is like, go help her. And so I did. And like, that's kind of, you know, that's kind of the idea here is, you know, just, you never know when people need a little help, a little kindness, a little smile, a little, you know, ask them how they're doing genuinely. I think if we can all make an effort to do that this year, the world may be a little bit better, if not just for ourselves in our hearts. So there you go. Happy New Year. Ooh, that was like 4 minutes. That's a lot of content for you. yeah, I hope you have a lovely week and a lovely 2026. All right, bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that of course is Miserous La 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 Lauren. And Lauren, thank you so much for that. I think as we start the new year, that's an excellent story for all of us to just kind of sit back and listen to and take in. And it's exactly what we all need to do a little bit more of. And I hope to do that, and I hope the rest of you will as well. And what a lovely random act of kindness to give me a 4.5 minute phone call for the tooth of a genie. Now, y'all, before the time gets away from me here, y'all, it's the first gas report for 20 and 26. Y'all, that Dr. Stone, y'all, he's evidently going on a trip. He says he paid $4.20 a gallon out there in Lemon Grove, California. Hey, Big Fatty, is he going on a trip, or is he referring to the 420? Well, you know, I'm not quite sure. Yes, Big Fatty, who knows? Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely first weekend of 2026. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard Miss Bacon talking about the Win Bacon's Money Contest. And Miss Bacon, Brendan, the winner, has suggested that perhaps you could send him an Amazon gift card. But I looked into it, and you have to set up an account with the Amazon in the UCK, and then you can send the gift card to him that way. If Brendan, if I've got that right, give me the information. I'll give it to Miss Bacon. And speaking of Miss Bacon, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard her. And Miss Bacon, is there a New Year's resolution you hope comes true?
I had suggested that Big Fatty would go to prison. I don't know what else to tell you.
Oh, well, that's an interesting New Year's resolution, prison.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-784-6331.
Ruined One and leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.